On September 8, 1900, Galveston, Texas was struck by a catastrophic hurricane. This storm was so destructive that 100 years later, it continues to be known as the worst natural disaster ever to strike the United States. Among the more than 6,000 men, women, and children killed by this storm were 90 children and 10 Catholic sisters who cared for them at St. Mary's Orphanage. These sisters were members of our congregation, Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word. Our Order of Women Religious was founded in Galveston in 1866 to care for the sick and infirm in the name of Jesus Christ. Our first pioneering sisters who came from France opened Charity Hospital in 1867. It was the first Catholic hospital in the state of Texas. Later, it would be called St. Mary's Hospital. That same year, the sisters established an orphanage within the hospital when a devastating yellow fever epidemic left so many children homeless. In 1874, the orphanage was moved outside the city limits on land known as the Greens Place. Located between the Gulf and a bayou, the site seemed an ideal location as it was far from town and the threat of yellow fever. For more than 20 years, St. Mary's Orphan Asylum continued to grow with children coming from all over the state. They ranged in age from 2 to 13. Just prior to the 1900 storm, there were 93 children and 10 sisters living at the orphanage. The orphanage itself consisted of two large, two-story dormitories with balconies facing the Gulf. Between the dormitories and the Gulf were large sand dunes supported by salt cedar trees. Beginning the morning of September 8, 1900, the winds were increasing in strength and great waves were crashing on the beachfront. At St. Mary's Hospital, Sister Elizabeth Ryan was preparing to return to the orphanage. Sister Elizabeth was 36 years old and from Ireland. She and two boys from the orphanage had come into town to collect provisions. The sisters at the hospital pleaded with Sister Elizabeth to stay at the hospital until the storm passed. But Sister Elizabeth said she had the needed food in the wagon, and if she did not return to the orphanage, the children would have no supper. She didn't know that whether she returned or not, there would be no more suppers at the orphanage. Walking through waters that were already past her ankles, Sister Elizabeth boarded the wagon in the back of St. Mary's Hospital. With the two boys, she began the difficult journey in the rain back to the orphanage. By mid-afternoon, the waters of the Gulf had eroded the sand dunes in the front of the dormitories and were approaching the front steps of the orphanage. Recognizing the severity of the storm, the sisters brought all the children into the girls' dormitory because it was the newer and stronger of the two. To calm the children, the sisters had them sing Queen of the Waves, an old French hymn. The hymn, sung in English, was originally brought from France by the first members of the Congregation of the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word. This hymn was traditionally sung during storms by fishermen in France seeking the protection of Mary, Mother of Jesus, Queen of the Waves. The water continued to rise. Eventually, the fierce waves entered the dormitories. The winds continued to increase, gusting to well over 100 miles an hour. The sisters took the children to the second floor and again had them sing Queen of the Waves. By late that afternoon, the waters of the Gulf filled the first floor of the dormitory. In an effort to protect the children, the sisters tied the orphans to themselves with clothesline. Each sister tied to herself from 6 to 8 children. It was a valiant yet sacrificial effort. The older children, along with Henry Esquior, a workman at the orphanage, were empowered to take care of some of the children. At 7 that evening, the winds were blowing around 150 miles an hour, and the storm surge was peaking at just under 20 feet. With the winds howling, the sisters and children heard the loud crash of the boys' dormitory as it gave way to the floodwaters. Again, they sang the hymn. Eventually, the girls' dormitory was lifted from its foundation by the rising waters and sank. Only 3 boys were able to escape: Albert Campbell, Frank Madeira, and William Murney. Miraculously, all 3 boys ended up in the same tree. Around midnight, the winds died down and the water receded. At dawn of the next day, the 3 boys climbed out of the tree and walked to an army base that was located between the orphanage and the city. As the fury of the storm had stripped the boys of most of their clothes, the soldiers cut uniforms to fit the young survivors. Passing awesome sights of death and destruction, the 3 boys walked toward the city. Frank Madeira had a serious head injury and stopped at St. Mary's Cathedral seeking aid. The other 2 boys stopped first at the home of a relative of Will Murney and then traveled on to St. Mary's Hospital, where they told the story of the orphanage's destruction. The boys said that the children were very frightened and the sisters were very brave. The 10 sisters and 90 children who died at the orphanage were buried wherever they were found, still tied together. Despite this great loss, the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word continued to care for others in need. 1 year after the storm, a new St. Mary's orphanage was opened within the city limits. It continued until 1965, when orphanages were giving way to foster homes. Today, our congregation, now based in Houston, serves in ministries involving healthcare, education, advocacy, and social justice. We are also active participants in programs involving ministries in literacy, AIDS, spirituality, and other contemporary endeavors. We continue our mission in healthcare through co-sponsorship of Christus Health and Catholic Healthcare West. Both are among the largest Catholic healthcare systems in the nation. In addition, we care for those in need in Ireland, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Kenya. Wherever members of our congregation are in the world, on September 8th, we sing Queen of the Waves. We sing and we remember the children, the sisters, and all those who faced the incredible tragedy known as the Great 1900 Storm.